As you know, the purpose of this shiur is basically to try to give you a collection of hashgafa from Kol HaTorah Kula. The springboard, the yesod, is the Bir Hagra in Mishlei, and therefore these sheets are meant to supplement the Bir Hagra, but also to give you a certain sense of the incredible spread and breadth of Torah and throughout the Doris. Since we mentioned the Gra, the way he divides the four different categories of Koil, and the four different categories of place, and then he connects it to Pardes, Pirush, Drash, Remez, and Sod, I wanted to give you other Mekoiris in the Gra, as well as Bechlal, other Mekoiris that speak about Pardes, and the greatness and the depth and the spread of Torah itself. So that is the purpose of these 14 sheets, which will take us a few days. And that's why it's very good to have these loosely folded so that you could put it together. And of course, if you ever have some spare moments to either prepare or to chazar over, the tremendous Inyan Chazara, as everybody knows. So without any further ado, I want to begin with something that you may have glanced through or passed by when you were learning the Chayei Adam, but he has several hakdamas, and one of the hakdamas in particular, the third of the hakdamas that he has, Hakdama Klolis on all his chiburim, has in it an unbelievable, it's a Musar Sefer in its own right. Anyone wanted to learn Musar, he could spend his whole life learning that Hakdama, really. So we'll begin with that Hakdama, which is on page 5. And there's a bonus in this Hakdama, because in the Hakdama he speaks about how everyone should realize that his capacity in Torah is extremely limited, and of course he's talking also about Talmidei Chachamim. And then he says, in a very, very long parenthesis, which goes for many lines, that every once in a while in the Dor there are Yotzim min HaKlal who actually encompassed Kol HaTorah Kula. And he speaks about his Mechutin. Who was his Mechutin? The Vilna Gaon. And the way he describes the Vilna Gaon by a contemporary is Neira Va'ayim. He is a Yotzei min HaKlal from the whole Midah of Anova that he's describing. He's basically saying, how could you not be an Anov? What do you have to be so vain about? But he says the Goyin, he was really an Anov because he really had Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips. And Af Al Pi Kein. So he was entitled, maybe, but the greatness of the Goyin, HaGoyin HaChosid, is that Adarabah V'Adarabah, he is still Af Al Pi Kein, the Anov of the century as well. So let's begin. So you start with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's where you stop, because he received the entire Torah, and he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. For your honor of Mikol Adam, ki ha yamasig yoisa migdulas habayle umishuflus hanivroyim. The emission is that Moshe Rabbeinu had two reasons or two forces that could make him onov mikol adam. And it's interesting, one of those reasons is because of his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marshal Mohadova Doime, when a person is traveling on foot, he covers a certain amount of ground, and he feels exhausted, and he feels that he covered a tremendous amount if he traveled 10 miles. Person gets into a car, he travels 10 miles, he doesn't even realize that he passed it by. A person gets on a plane, 10 miles is a second. And if you're on a supersonic jet, or on a spaceship, then 10 miles is not even, you can hardly count it. So depending upon your capacity, and depending upon your measuring stick, that's how much you will consider yourself to have possessed anything at all. And the same thing, I remember, I had a Talmud who was a Rav in a certain community in New Jersey, And I asked him, how's it going and what kind of community is he? He says, the community is very wealthy. So I said, well, do they have very fancy thoughts about themselves? They're always busy keeping up with the Joneses. He says, no, not really. He says, everybody there has several million dollars. Nobody that has less than that davens in the shul. So, well, he didn't say that any of it rubbed off on him. But Lamaisi says, there's one person there that has more than 100 million. And he drives around in a jalopy. And he took the Tom out of the Cadillac and out of the Mercedes from everybody's mouth. Because what's the point? I'm going to buy the fanciest, most expensive car. He'll buy himself a car that's cost $100,000. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. So there's Meiridike HaSoga, that it depends on what your measuring stick is. When you have Moshe Rabbeinu Panim Befanim Dibe Hashem, Kedaber Ish El Reyehu, like someone who's speaking Kivayochel to his friend, then where can you have any gaiva from? I'm not measuring myself against Aaron, against Nadav Avihu. I'm not measuring myself against Klal Yisrael. I'm measuring myself in the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm nothing. That's what the Pasuk says, Umaisha Ya'onov Mikol Adam, in that context where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Miriam and to Aaron, Loi Chein Avdi Moshe Pe'el Pe'a Adaber Boi. That's one reason. The other reason is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to give him Kol HaTorah Kula, and it says in Chazal Niskashe Moshe, he could not encompass the Torah. Now the pshat is like this. When we look at a shas, we also get scared. But Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. So he realized at that moment that for a bus of Adam to encompass the Torah is almost an impossibility unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you b'matana. And that's what it says. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw his effort and his travail and he gave him the Torah b'matana. When you get something b'matana and you didn't earn it by the efforts of your own capacity, you can't have gaiva. He gave it to me. So if that's the case, Moshe is onov mikol adam for two reasons. First of all, in the measuring stick, he has a completely different measure, which makes him nothing. And in the relationship to Torah, he had a hasog of a sismein kol haTorah kula, and how difficult it is to acquire it on your own. So hayo onov mikol adam. Naturally, we don't have either of those, but it's very interesting. The Rambam, when he mentions the halacha of Avas Hashem, in the second perek of Yesodei HaTorah, in the Yad HaChazok of the Rambam, he speaks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. He says, what is Avas Hashem? What is it? So he says, Avas Hashem b'shoa Hashem izboinin odom b'maisov u'bruov hanifloyim. When he sees the nature and the sunset and the mountains and the valleys and the streams, and he sees the frog and he sees the birds, and he realizes how incredible Marabu Masach Hashem, right? So Bishoshim is Bainin Maisub Bruvan Iflaim Viyre Mehem, and he sees in them Chochmasai, the Chochma of Hashem, She'ein Lo Erech V'Loi Keitz, Miyad Hu Mishabeyach Hu Mefoer Hu Misave Taiva Gedoyla Leida Es Hashem Agodah. He has this incredible yearning and desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created all of this. Then the Rambam says, what's Yira? So the Rambam says when he's misbeining just at that moment that he's contemplating the incredible greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he sees through nature. I once said, why doesn't the Rambam say which he sees through learning Torah? Because there you also see, of course, the incredible greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, because the Rambam wants to make the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which is incumbent upon men of all kinds, and also upon women, who are not involved in learning Torah. So, Memela, how are they going to come to a mitzvah of Avas Hashem? So the Rambam gives you a dover hashava l'chol nefesh. Everyone who's mechuyev in Avas Hashem has the opportunity by being mizbeinin in the Bria. Women too. That makes that person realize that he is nothing. And that is Yira according to the Rambam. U'kishem mizbeinin b'dvar melu atzmam, Yira Shehubirya Ktana Shvela Afela Aimedes Bedeya Kalo Muuta Lifneit Mim Deyas. And that's, he quotes two psukim. By Ava he quotes, Tzoma Nafshi Leilokim Lekel Chai. I thirst for the Ribbono Shalom, who's the God of all living things. What pasuk does he quote from David HaMelech by Yira? Ma enosh ki siskarenu. What is man that you consider him altogether? So the closer we come to Ahavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, which is Ava, the more we realize that we are nothing. And what happens? Miyad hu nir talachayrav. He jumps back. He was coming closer and closer to Hashem. And all of a sudden you realize you're in front of this incredible conflagration and you run for your life. That's Yira. So the concept of Ava and Yira by Moshe Rabbeinu, of course it was incredible. And that is our responsibility, to realize that no matter what we possess and what we have, it's nothing. So where does the Gaiva come from? Let's continue inside. Reb Elezer ben Hurkanus, Sha'ama of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehu Bar Sid. You all know the famous line in Pirkei Avos that Reb Elezer ben Hurkanus is being described as a Bar Sid, She'enoi Ma'abe Tipa. He is a bar which is then smeared with lime so that it becomes so tight that it does not leak. Right, it's leak proof. So too, he never forgot anything. I learned a tremendous amount. The amount that I learned was like a drop in the bucket, a drop of water in the sea. And the Chayodim says, don't think that that's just a figure of speech. It's not. He says what it is emes lamita. Why? Because the Torah is arucha me eretz mida urechava miniyam, as the pasuk says in Iyonif. Arucha me eretz mida urechava miniyam. L'chein dima toirasoi raketipa minayam. Now he says an amazing thing. There's a gemara in Pesachim daf samach beis amid beis. I'll give you a little bit of a hakdama, even though I included everything here, so that when you have a chance to chazer over, you'll see it in front of you. Kesimla. It's crystal clear. It takes a lot of work to produce this. Never mind. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to know the Ava and the Mesiras Nefesh. It's a very, not just for the Agra de Pirka, but for each one here. What you have here in the Gemara is a statement about a perek or several prokim in Tanakh that are riddled with questions. First of all, the prokim are totally redundant, but not exactly. So there's a double problem. Number one, why chazer it over if it was already stated? And number two, what about the differences? Where is this perek? In Divrei Hayomim. Who learns Divrei Hayomim? But in Divrei Hayomim, I remember once I came into the shul and I see a yid and he's sitting there and he's learning Divrei Hayomim. So I said, you're learning Divrei Hayomim? He says, that's where I'm up to in Tanakh. You know, like, push it, you know. Like, it, you know, he learns Tanakh over and over, and that's where he's up to.
Our tefillos have a lot of things from there.
But yeah, we have a lot of things from there. And of course, every time you see David with a yud, that's from Divrei Hayomim.
Right.
So when you have a chance, you could open up the Divrei Hayomim yourself, but I gave you the whole thing here. In Divrei Hayomim there's a perek, and in that perek there's a pasuk, and the pasuk begins with the word Otzal and ends with Otzal. Otzal's a name, the name of a person. And you'll have it here on the next page. One second here. No, it's not on the next page. Here it is, page 9. It's on page 9. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, Oma Mar Zutra, Bein Otzel La Otzel, from one word Otzel to another word Otzel, right? Ta'inu Arba Mea Gamli De Drusha. There are 400 camels worth of drushas. It means there's a huge number of drushes that the Chachamim put together between Otzel and Otzel. What does it mean between Otzel and Otzel? It's a machloikas. Believe it or not, it's a machloikas. Why? Because take a look. In Divrei Hayomim Aleph Ches Lamed Ches, it says, Ulo Otzel Shisha Bonim, Ve'elish Moisam, Azrikam, Boichru, Ve'yishmoel, Ve'shariah, Ve'yvadiah, Ve'chonon, Kol Eile B'nei Otzel. So some say that between the first Otzel of the Pasuk, of the same Pasuk, and the last Otzel, Kol Eile B'nei Otzel, they had all these drushes. Others say that the Perek is Kemat Chazed over in the very next Perek in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Tes. Take a look. You see, Divrei Hayomim Aleph Ches, Lamed Ches. Divrei Hayomim Aleph Tes, Mem Dalet, Ulotzel Shishabonim, Ve'elish Moisam, Azrikam Baruch Shmuel, Sharaya, Vadya, V'chonan, Eile B'nei Otzel. Here it says Eile, there it says Kol Eile. It's Mamish Kemat, word for word, in the very next Perek. What's going on? So some say Bein Otzel, Otzel means between this Perek and the next Perek. So either it's very close together in the same Pasuk, or it's from Perek to Perek. But in any case, they had that many drushes gedarshent on this very, very mystifying series of psukim. The Marsha I bring down, because he mentions the Marsha, the Chayodom, Bein Etzel LaOtzel, Pirish Rashi, Shnei Mikrois, Uparsha Gedoyla Beinayim. That's the Pshat of Rashi, because these are the two psukim from Perek Ches to Perek Tes. Parsha Gedoyla Beinayim. And that was the Parsha that they darshened all of these camels worth of drushes. Val Ba'aruch, Etzel Pirish Pasuk, right? Etzel, the word Etzel, the Aruch is a dictionary. Right? The dictionary of the Aruch is critically important to us for two reasons. First of all, he touches the words. And secondly, because he brings Gemaras and sometimes explains the Gemaras. So that's Betarte. First of all, the Girsa that he has of the Gemara, and also the explanation that he gives. So in Erech, Otzal, the Aruch, and the word Otzal, right, says that Pasuku Bedivrei Hayomim Tchilasa Otzel V'Sofei Otzel. In other words, he learned that it was the same Pasuk, and in it be Perekhes or Perektes, doesn't make a difference. It's almost identical. And in that Pasuk itself, they darshened all those hundreds of drushes, or hundreds of camels worth of drushes, thousands of drushes. So it just goes to show the incredible scope of Torah, and of course, you have to have the kind of Talmid Chachamim that are able to make those drushes. But that is what it says over here. And I'm not going to go into it, but I quoted you Rashi, and in a footnote, it should be on the next page, yeah? On the footnote, on the bottom of page 10, I quote to you the Malbim. The Malbim is incredible because he went through these psukim in Divrei Hayomim, comparing them to the psukim in Nehemiah, which are also identical but different, and he explains each one of those differences. But Rashi here says, Pashut, that there's a tremendous confusion, and he quotes the Chachamim. Look at the last line on page 9. V'oidamru Chachamim, right? L'otzel shishabonim tleiser alfegamri tuunim medrashas. So Rashi in Divrei Hayomim makes the point that the Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that the incredible goings on in those parashiyos led to unbelievable number of drushes of Chazal. So now going back to the Chayyodom's Hakdomo. On page 5. So about 3/4 of the way down. V'omru Razal. Talsin alfin gamli tunin bein etzel otzel. Zehu mi parshak tano bedivrei ayonim. What he's trying to tell us is, it's not pshat that because there was so much confusion in that parsha, that's what led to the proliferation of drushes. Faket, he says, even in such a parsha which is just full of names, they managed to darshan so many drushes. Alachas kama v'kama, posuk shma yisrael, you understand? So that's what he's saying, the incredible scope of Torah. How could anybody possibly imagine that he's encompassing it, and therefore where does the gaiva come from? And he says that even Rebbe Eliezer ben Urkanus says that I wasn't machzir ela ketipa minayam. Then he quotes a Medrash Tehillim, which is so powerful. Ger anoichi. In Tehillim, David HaMelech calls himself a ger. Now we know that David HaMelech himself was not a ger. Came from Rus, but he's not a ger. V'chi David ger haya, the Medrash asks, Elo k'shem shahamizgayer eino yodeya klum b'tayra. What can a guy already know? He just became a ger. He hasn't started learning yet. Akum is not allowed to learn Torah. So he doesn't know anything. Kach einav shel adam pesuchos ve'eina yodeya ben yeminai l'smailai klum b'tayra. You can have your eyes wide open. It means you can have a good tekap echet. But David HaMelech himself says, ger anochi. I'm a stranger. I'm a newcomer. You know, that's what he says. So he continues now. Uma im David. This is still part of the Medrash. Uma im David o makach she'ini yodea klum onu al achas kama v'kama. Ad kan l'shoina Medrash. Unbelievable. But David HaMelech can say it. What do we have? What can we say already? And of course, he's talking about the Medrash. He's talking about the Talmid HaChachamim that created the Medrash. Onu al achas kama v'kama. Now we come to a place, as you say in Yiddish, medav halken gut kop, because he's now going to give us a shtickel Torah, which I think is just absolutely beautiful. It's so beautiful, it's so zis. We know this chazal, but the way he's masbir, the detail of the chazal, I never saw anywhere else. Amru razal gemarin erevin, liban shel rishonim kepischoi shel ulam. Bishal achroinim kepischoi shel heichol. This is the bottom of page 5. The bottom of page 5. Liban shel rishonim is much bigger than the liban shel achroinim. How much bigger? One is like an ulam and one is like a heichol. The ulam is a part of the Beis HaMikdash and the heichol is part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's smaller of an opening. So they are telling us, and that's pretty much where everybody would leave it, that they were much broader in their capacity, they could contain more, they could hold themselves in a sugya better, they could bring rayas from elsewhere much better than we can, because they had a broader capacity, they had a greater scope. The exact details and dimensions of the ulam and the heichol would not dawn on us to project here. Because it isn't the question of a mathematical thing. It's simply to tell us they were bigger than we are. So how do you say that? What's the mashal? What's the image? They were like the ulam, and we're just like the heichal. At best. Zokt the chayodom. It's such an unbelievable thing. Utsrichim lohavin lama lokhu lemashal davka pischa shal heichal v'shal ulam. He wants to know, I want to know why they picked this. I want to be medayik more carefully in the lashon of the Gemara and see if it isn't saying something much more precise. So he says, V'nira li al pimadi isa b'gemara erevin. Erevin is having a very good day so far. Pimadi isa b'gemara erevin, Omer av chizda, Dorish mori barmar. My dichsiv l'chol tichlo ra'isi kates. David HaMelech says, l'chol tichlo ra'isi kates, every endeavor, every part of life has a finite measure. It has an end. Kates. Rechava mitzvahs chamiyoid. But your mitzvah, it's wide and it's just extraordinarily wide. In other words, unlike l'chol tichlo, which I saw kates, Rechava mitzvahs chamiyoid. It's similar to what we saw before. Arucha me'eretz mida, urechava miniyam. So he says, Dova ze oma David v'iyoiv v'yecheskel v'loi pirshu. The Gemara says that the same concept, that the Torah is vast and immeasurable, was mentioned by three in Tanakh. David, that's the pasuk that we just saw, Rechava mitzvahs chamiyoid, Chol tichlo reisi kates, Iyoiv, Arucha meretz mida v'yecheskel. We'll see in a minute. V'loi pirshu. Rashi says, Loi pirshu, why aren't they mefaresh? What is, in fact, the expanse of Torah? How big is the Torah, kibayoch? Ad shebo zecharya upirsha. Dichsiv, and the pasuk in zecharya, Megillah ofa orcha esrim ba'ama. V'chipashtislu havi esrim al esrim. Uksiv biyecheskel ksuva ponim v'ochar. V'kikaflislu kama havala arboin v'esrim. Nimtza kala oilam echad mishloishis alofim umasayim batayra. Of course, we wouldn't fully understand what's going on unless we're masbir. So let's begin. The pasuk in Zecharia, in the Poshib Shat, is a pasuk that kind of, in a sense, is antagonistic to Klal Yisrael, and says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds them to be wanting. But in that pasuk, there is a drash that it's talking about the expanse of Torah. Where do you see it? So take a look in the footnote 1. I bring you the psukim in Zechariah, Aleph through Dalet, of Perek Hay, and then the Rashis that are Nogeya, and then the Gemara in Erev in its entirety, and the Rashi on that Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'oshu v'esa einai v'ere v'hine Megila Ofa." Now Megila Ofa, in the Poshib Shat of the words, it's a Megillah that is Pireach. It's flying. I see a flying Megillah. But Rashi says, Pirshu Rabbo Seinu. Take a look at the Rashi here.
Wait, what's the possibility? Who's Oshu? Rabbanu Shalom?
No, no, no. The Navi.
Navi will return.
No. The Navi says, I return to that place where he had his previous nevuah, for Oshu, and I returned and I lifted up my eyes and I saw something new. It's a whole series of visions. After this pasuk Dalet, there's another vision. But these are a series of visions that Zechariah had. Mm-hmm. And he says, I returned, or another vision came to me, Va'era, and I saw a Megillah Ofa, a Megillah that is flying. But Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu Darshu, that the word Ofa does not mean to fly from La'uf. It means Kefula. It means a Megillah that is folded over. Folded over, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu Kfula VaAmru SheHatayra Ksuva Ba, and they said what was on this Megillah. On the Megillah was the Torah. Now, Lamdu Mikan SheHa'olam Echad Megimul Alofim Masayim BaTorah, that the world is in its vast universe is only 1/3,200th of the Torah. It was a Megillah that speaks about the, as I said, it was an antagonistic thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, and the Nevu is that there's a Megillah that has in it all the iniquities of Klal Yisrael. But that is the pshat on the surface. But the Chachamim understood that the Megillah offer that they're talking about is Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is the Megillah Offa? What is the, how do you get the dimensions of the Megillah Offa? So let's take a look in the Maseches Erevin section of this footnote. It's about halfway down page 6. Omar Rav Chisda, Dorish. Wait, that's what we're getting to. We're not going to be able to understand that until we're finished. But the idea is a simple one. They're trying to tell you that even though generalizations were used by David, by Eiv, by Yecheskel, when they spoke about the great expanse of Torah, but there's a precision in one pasuk that actually delineates ke'ilu, we could figure out exactly how much. Like somebody would say, the distance between here and the sun is, you know, vast. Comparatively speaking, for a person that's walking. And then you say, but how much? So you say, well, this person said it's very vast, and another person said it's huge, and another person said it's extreme. And then suddenly one person said it's so many, you know, light years. You understand what I'm saying? So that's exactly what the Gemara is doing, b'negeya, the measure of time. The remarkable thing. But they gave the measure of Torah. That Eiv, Yecheskel, David, Tehillim, just gave you the general sense that it's vast. But the precision of the measure, that you find in a pasuk in Zechariah. So the Gemara, where is this Chazal? It's a Gemara in Erevin. So look at that. I'm going to read the Gemara with you. Maseches Erevin, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Abchizda Dorish Mori Bama, Maidich Sibla Choltichla Reisi Kates, Rechova Mitzvascha Miyoid, Dovazel Amar David Veloy Pirsha. He didn't give you the precision. Amar Iyoy Veloy Pirsha, Amar Yecheska Veloy Pirsha, Achibo Zacharya Ben Odoi. Zacharya came, and he said exactly what the measure is. The Ksiv, in David HaMelech, Amar David v'loy pirsha, now the Gemara Chaz is over, where did David say it? And what's loy pirsha? And where did Iyev say it? And what's loy pirsha? Where did Yecheskel say it, loy pirsha? So the Gemara Chaz is, Amar David v'loy pirsha, the Ksiv, l'chol tich l'risi, ketzuchav mitzchos l'miyot. Amar Iyev v'loy pirsha, the Ksiv, aluchem eotz, midah, l'chov aminiyam. Its measure is greater than the earth, it's wider, but it doesn't say how much. Amar Yecheskel l'pirsha, the Ksiv, aifesai s'lefonai, v'yiksuv aponim v'ochar. The cost of Eloa, Kinim Vahege Vahi, Kinim Zuperanusim Shal Tzadikim Boilamaze, Vahinoem Kinahi, Vahinoa, Vahege Zumatan Sharon Shal Tzadikim Lost Lovoi, Vahinoma Aleigoyim Bahina, Vahi, Zuperanusim Shal Rishoim Lost Love, Vahinoema, so Nozava of Otovoi. All of this, according to the Gemara, is you might ask the question, Meila David HaMelech. He speaks about the Torah, and he says, Rechava mitzvah, mitzvah could be the whole Torah. It's very vast. Meile Iyoiv, he says, Arucha me'eretz midah, Rechava miniyah. So it could be talking about the whole Torah. But Yecheskel is talking about Schar and Peronis. It's a vast ois that the Chazal understood, that Hagam, that in Yecheskel there are certain protim that seem to indicate that that Megillah, which is talking about those pratim, is not necessarily referring to the Torah, but Chazal said no. It's the Torah that has in it the Matan Schorim Shal Tzadikim and the Peronius Shal Rishoyim. Very interesting. Because from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Meichet Taisad, that it's talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. It says what it's there. And even the Gemara describes what's there. But Afal Pi Kein, the Gemara insists that that is merely a way of describing Kol HaTorah Kula. So there's a lot to say about that itself. What is it that the Torah is described in the concept of Schar V'Yayish? But be that as it may, we rely on the Gemara that this is a description of Kol HaTorah, but again it doesn't say how big. So there are three descriptions of the Torah that it's vast, but it doesn't say how much. Achaba Zecharia. What did Zecharia do? So he says here, weiter in the Gemara, Achaba Zecharia ben Odoi, this is four lines from the bottom of this Maseches Erevin paragraph, in the middle of the line. Achaba Zecharia ben Odoi, Yopirshay Dixiv, Ayomer Laimo Atoroye, Va'omar Aniroya Migilo Ofo Orcha Simba'amo, Rechove Asaba'amo, that's the psukim that we have on top. And now he says like this. Let's listen now to the arithmetic very carefully. Arka, its length, Esrim Bahama, 20 Amos. Rochba, Eser Bahama. In other words, it's 20 by 10. 20 by 10. The Chipash Dislay. Now, Megillah Ofa, Rashi explained, was Megillah Kefula. It means it's folded over. So when it's folded over, it's 20 by 10, because the 10, it's folded over, but when you unfold it, it's 20 by 20. So he says, Chipashtus lay, Havalei Esrin be Esrin. It's 20 by 20. Vuksiv hiksuva ponim v'ochar. And it's written on both sides. Ponim v'ochar. So let's imagine that you would take the back and separate it from the front. You imagine two pieces of, imagine it's really on one, but imagine two sheets of paper glued together, writing on one side and writing on the other side, and now you separate them and you put them one on top of the other. So what do you have now? So you have now 40 by 20. Right? Arboin be'esrin. Uksiv mi modat b'sholoi mayim b'shamayim b'azeres tikein. You know, this is a very famous pasuk for us because it's the Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu, pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem. It says, "Who mi modat b'sholoi? Who can compare himself Al mita damuni va'eshva yoyma kadosh. So who measured b'sholoymayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikein? So he measures the sky, the heavens, means the cosmos, b'zeres, which is the smallest finger. Nimtza kolalim kuloi echad mishloisha salofim umasayim b'toira. So take a look at Rashi. So how big is the Megillah again? Once you open it up, 40 by 20. Okay. Shamayim Bazeres Tikein. Look at the Rashi. Four lines towards the end of the line. Four lines from the bottom of page 6. You see it? Shamayim Bazeres Tikein. Midas Oilom Chatzi Amo Al Chatzi Amo. The pasuk is telling me that in comparison to the Torah, or in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's measure, the whole universe is half an amma by half an amma. That's Shamayim Bazeres Tikein. Tzeva Chashoyv Kama Chatzi Amma Al Chatzi Amma Yesh BaMegillah. Now he says, figure out how many half by a halves there are in 40 by 20. That's what he says. And Yotimtza Shloishas Alofim Amasayim Keitzad. And now, of course, he has to work it out the way they worked it out in those days, because they didn't have your typical divisions with the Mises and Chazes, but you learn in elementary school. But Ketzad, Asei Me'esrim Amma Reuchav Ritzui Shal Reuchav Chatzi Amma, Harei Kan Arboim Ritzuis. If you divide it into strips, he says, and you make each strip a half an Amma, how many will you have? So you say, take Esrim Amma, and divide it by two, which is really multiplied by 2 because it's Chatzi Amma. How many Chatzi Ammas do you have? You have to multiply 20 by 2. You have 40. V'chol achas, arboim amma l'orka shel megillah, harei elef v'sheish meis amma oirech, sheheim shleishes alofim umasayim zerisais. So bekitzer, the calculation comes out that the Torah is infinitely vaster than the cosmos. That's the cheshbon. Now, why is that cheshbon nogea to us? It is just to understand, again, the vastness of the Torah. But it's very interesting, because you could say, l'cha'ira, that the Torah has no limit whatsoever. So apparently, in the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah has a limit. It's very interesting also that the cosmos has a limit. That Chazal understood that the cosmos is finite. That it's not that it goes on and on and on and on. There's a finiteness to the cosmos. Very interesting. Right. And Istako Baraisa Bola Alma, he created a Lilliput. Istako, the great Baraisa, and he created a Lilliput, comparatively speaking. But the unbelievable thing is the vastness of the cosmos. You ask an astronomer, you could live a million years and you wouldn't be able to quantify and examine the stars that we already know about, Kalvachomer, what we don't know about. So could you imagine what it means, the vastness of the Torah? But this is what, now let's go back to the Chayyadim. So the Chayyadim says something so beautiful based on what we just learned. Again, what's the Chayyadim trying to explain? Why the imagery of the Rishonim versus the Achronim is measured by Pischoi Shel Ulam versus Pischoi Shel Heichal, right? So he says the following. Go back to page 5 and the bottom. Right? He quotes the Gemara towards the very bottom on page 5. Now we continue on page 6 on the top. Acheba Zacharya. So he quotes the Gemara, and
for Orko Esrim al Eser, Vimkenki Pashtus Loniach Echud Bitzal Chaveroi, Havi Esrim al Esrim. He's really just chazering over now. For us, I'll call Ponim Adain Mechusak Sab Mishnei Atzdodim, because you can't see both sides at the same time. Avoki Katsuzu Taniach Tzad Aksab Bitzad Aksab, Kadesh Tia Kol Aksab Megula, Nimtsa Shem Arboim al Esrim. Kosav Marsha Bechidusha Agodais. Now, what does this have to do with Pardes? Listen to this. Kosev Marashah b'chidush ha'agodos in that Gemara, the inyun hu, He wants to explain why in the imagery of Zechariah is the Megillah folded? And what's the business that there's a front and a back? So he says like this. He says, Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soit. As we saw already in the Goin last time, Ushnaim Nister, Vahim Remez, the Soit. Vim Kain, Keshahoyo Munach Bitchilo Daf al Daf, Voice Oroch Esrim al Rechav Esser, Nimtsaho Yushneit Stodim Megulim, Ushnaim Mechusim. Who neged shnei chelkei Torah nigla? Avu kasherot zolas is hakol sheiya megula. As I had Torah aboyim al esrim. Ulefi ze osi shapir. Listen to what he says. Liban shel rishonim hoya kepischo shel ulam. Shehoya arboyim al esrim. The measure of the ulam in the Beis Hamikdash was 40 by 20. Just happens to be that way. So he says, what does that indicate? That everything is wide? No. He says everything is revealed to them. You've opened up the Megillah and you've spread it out and you have both sides. So it's arboyim al esrim. That's the imagery based on the Gemara and Erevin's Cheshbon. What they're trying to say is that the Liban Shel Rishonim had a klarkeit. They had it all in front of them. They could see it all. That's what he says. It's the Chmeridik. But we have Kepischa Shel Heichol. Because Pischa Shel Heichol is when it's Mechusa. When we can't see everything. So he writes like this. He writes... He says, when you measure it out, spread out, and you know both sides. We measure the heichol and the ulam with our amos. But the simin is what it is. The proportion, he says, is 20 by 40. For Liban Shal 40 by 20. Yeah, same thing. For Liban Shal Achroinim Kepischa Shal Heichol Esrim Al Eser. How big was the heichol? Happens to be 20 by 10. So he says, "Ratzalaymar shloihayu yodim rak shnei chalokim hanigle avoloi hanister." It's the unbelievable. Who would ever imagine that it's not just stam avert? He says, "No, it's precise. 40 by 20 and by 10." And he says, "The cheshbon is that they only know the nigla. Machenki the doris harishayim. They were able to encompass kolatayra kula." In the Nister as well. Now listen to what he says over here. Tzduch Mamish. Truvus Maharil. Simen Samach Zayin Kosa B'Shem Sefer Aguda. She'ein lonu din talmid chochem b'zman hazeh. Chazal tell us that there's certain rules and dinim that apply exclusively to talmid chachomim. Question is, can someone claim that mantle today? So the Aguda says, b'zman hazeh there's none, and the Maharil quotes him. You're going back to a very early time of the Rishayim. It's interesting, there's no Talmud Chochem b'zman hazeh, and there's no Am Haaretz b'zman hazeh. Chazal, Shulchan Aruch Paskus. So he says, the Kosav, the Maril writes in that tshuva, Simen Samach Zayin, Ma im Baalo Aguda, Shoho Yosef Elef HaChamishi, Kosav Kach, Onu Alachas Kama V'Kama Ad Kan L'Shoinai. The Imkain continues the Mchayyodom in this Hakdama. Kalvachoymer ben benoishal kalvachoymer, miyemois hamaril adzamanenu, kol shkein shein odom yochel ispoyer betoyrosoi, fe eina afilu ketipa minaya. That's what he says. Aguda.
Aguda.
The Aguda said that there's no din Talmud Chacham in his time. Then the Maharil says, who was later, that Alachas Kama V'Kama, that in our time, meaning in the time of the Maharil, we can't say that there's a Talmud Chacham. So the Chayodim says, and if the Maharil couldn't say it, and it's already in the time of the Aguda, who was so much greater, so Kalvachoyim Ben Benoish Kalvachoyim, that we, in the time of the Chayodim, you're talking about the time of the Chayodim, the time of the Yehuda, the Bnei Yeshua, the Chayodim, is that they can't say it either. And of course, we could keep making the Kalvachoyim until we're blue in the face. But listen now to the parentheses. Amah HaMechaber. Yodua mashekosvu hapoiskim. Shekol hadvarim lo nemru elo halaroiv. Vikimat kulam. He says, the poiskim write that when we say there's no din talmud chacham bezman hazeh, it's a generalization. It's likely or not, that is the way it is. But, avol, yizdamein li'itim uzmanim rechoikim, on rare occasion it can happen. What can happen? Yizdamein lizman. Okay. Yizdamein li'itim uzmanim rechoikim, sharei anu zachinu lirois be'einenu mechutoni, Adoinenu Morona Verabona Goin Yisrael Ukadoshoi Rebeliyahu Chosid. You hear a lashon about a mechutin? Chayodon is talking about the Vilna Goy. His mechutin. He was his mechutin. They did a shidduch in common. Mm-hmm. They have children. So he writes that the mechutin, Eliyahu, what does he call him? Adoneinu Maronav Rabbana Goyin Yisrael Kedoshei Rebel Yo Chosid. All of the people in Vilna did not call him the Vilna Goyin. They called him Rebel Yo Chosid. The Chosid. Very interesting. They don't mean Chosid, Chasidim. They're talking about his Midah was a Midas Chasidus. And the definition of the Goyin in their eyes, they all knew that he was the master of Kol HaTorah Kula. But their chiddush was that he was Eliyahu HaChosid, HaGoyin HaChosid Mivilna. But they called him the Chosid. So he says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Chosid, Hu Hoyah Er VeKadish, that's a pasuk that speaks about Malachim, in Daniel, Ke'echod Min HaRishonim. V'chol Midoy Shamanu Chachomim B'Talmud Chacham. Every Midah that they describe of a Talmud Chacham in Chazal, Nira V'Nigla LaKoyel Shohoyu Boy. They were all there and everybody knew it. Bein b'toyra, bein b'yira, bein b'hana goysov. V'chol shas bavli v'yirushalmi sifra sifri mechilta tosefta. V'chol ha-medroshim hoyu aruchim b'fiv. V'yoysem izeh, b'poiskim rishonim v'achronim v'afilu b'pirush rashi v'toysfes k'nira mechiburov. It doesn't mean that he knew Rashi and Tosfos. That's nonsense. I mean, to tell you that the guy knew Rashi and Tosfos. You're talking about that he count Oisios and Rashi and Tosfos the way we know Ashrei and better. That's the pshat. So he says Rashi and Tosfos. V'hinei seder alimut shaloi hoya kemitzuva aleinu mipi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom hoya loy made b'torah shebichsav im pirushay hanemar baal peh. But oifen, listen to this. Shahaya yodea lidrosh b'chol ois v'ois unikudosav. Everything I said until now is only about the nigla part of Torah, the pirush and the drash part of Torah. What about the remez and the sod part of Torah? He says, "V'yoysem mizeh yochochem bechelik hanister ad shem kol hayamim dioy." If all the rivers were ink, lo yuchlu levayer dvarav, we would not be able to explain what we have from him in nister. Why? He called dvarav heim birimazim, b'tzarech biur gadol l'dvarav. Kedushasay u'prishusay yadua lakoil. Hanagasay haisa lo yilhelach arba amos b'loy Torah tfilin v'noyach l'chol adam. And he was pleasant, and he was kind and gentle, and who, no matter who it was. Miyamav loy nire v'loy nishma boy shemetz gaiva u'lihistor ala briyos. He never lorded it over anybody. Ashri ayin ra'a saka'ela, do'ray ra'u v'samchu, or do'ray ra'u v'simchu, z'chusa yogein oleinu. It's unbelievable. You're writing about a contemporary, you know, you're not talking about somebody from 500 years ago and you're waxing poetic. That's what he's saying. He's saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a, you know. So, you know, there's a very famous line that may have a deeper interpretation, but they asked Reb Chaim Voloshin, Eba Zoy, he was mamish like the greatest of the great, mm-hmm. You know, like Rashi, like Yachlez, like, you know. So he says, not like the Ramban, not like the Rajba, Ulai Kaharan. Some, that's what I heard.
But in any case, whatever it is, it's really frightening. The Chazanish writes somewhere that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us giants in each door that were able to have a kesher to a giant of a previous door, and makes us understand how great they were in the previous door as before, that each door considered themselves nothing compared to the door that preceded them. So when you have an idea of the Goyim today, it's from history books and from reading his chiburim. But when you hear something from the Lechutin or from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you know, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. So this is something that, you know, it's just unbelievable. Now, continue.
The Ran. Now he quotes, he gives a very good example. It's a very beautiful mashal he gives here. He says, there are sometimes Talmidei Chachamim that are vain. They think they highly of themselves. So he says, what are they compared to? So he says, he says, imagine a caravan that went in the desert, and they were traveling for a while, and their supplies ran out. They had neither drink nor food. However, there were some people there. Some had a little bit of bread left. And some don't have any water. Some had more water, but less bread. And they were very proud of themselves that they still had their some limited measure of supplies when the others had absolutely nothing. And even one to the other, you know, I have more bread than you. He says, I have more water than you. On the way, a caravan came from the opposite direction. There were merchants, and they were loaded with food and water. We can't figure you out. Where is the gaiva coming from? You're just barely hanging in there, and you have almost nothing left. Gaiva is only possible when you have extra, when you have beyond what you need. Right? Maybe if this was just for the sake of, you know, covet and just a extra wealth, an extra measure which we never will never use, maybe there's some room for vanity. But this is just meant for us to get through our journey. By men is goyim. Upshita sha'atem loitiyu mizgoyim alzeh. Look at yourselves. What are you proud that you have some water? You don't even have enough water for the trip, but you have more water than the other guy. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. So he says that we're all on the journey and we have this limited amount of Torah capacity, and there's nothing to be vain about. Because no matter what we have, when we see Aruch HaMeretz Midr Chav Minyam, and we measure ourselves against the Ga'inim and the Gedolim, that and besides which, he says, we need the Torah that we have. It's not extra. It's not something that's on the surface. Aish of a Chav. V'achein Ashrei Odom Shemashpil Atzmai Ve'enoi Machnes L'libay Shum Gaiva V'isnasus V'azen Ne'ma Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach. He explains, what is Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach? Right, so Loimar. He quotes a Mishnah in Bikurim. K'moy sh'atmarim einam toivim rak dafka ha'gedelim ba'amokim. The good tmarim are in the valleys. Kach sh'atzadik hu ono v'shofel berech. Oz ke'erez balvonon yiske. You can only be erez balvonon if you're tzadik ha'tomar, that you start out ba'amokim. V'omru zal talmid chochem mutalo ha'gaivo shminis she'bishminis. He's mazbir, this very famous chazal. Why did they use the expression shminis she'bishminis? So he says, because it says in the Maseches Trumas, you see that kind of Bekias is throwing around. Maseches Trumas, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Kama yia l'trumas meiser shel d'mai v'yoylichenu l'koyin. How much should he still bring to a koyin? What is the smallest measure that has any chashivus that he could still bring it to the koyin? Echad mishmini b'shminis. 1/64. Kach talmid chochem yia l'ktsasis nasis k'deish lo yizalzel t'rosay. And how much is that? The smallest measure. V'gam al zeh yisa hasam. In that same Gemara where it says mutar shminish b'shminis n'saita, Abaye layit l'man de isabe afilu miktsas de miktsas. Abaye cursed the person even for that smallest measure. Matzinu l'Reb Nissim goyin shechiber haviduya nitfas b'tikun erev Rosh Chodesh. You know what he's talking about. Yom Kippur Katan. We have it in all the Sidur. Ein bi loy toyer v'loy chochma. These aren't just words, you know, that you want to get poetic about you're doing tshuva, so you say we don't have. If he said he doesn't have, it means he doesn't have. How does he ever say these words? V'lachein ashrei mishu ono v'shval beruch u'machshev atzmai l'klum neged kol odom. A little bit, because he said off of Eifer. Moshe Rabbeinu was even higher, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized Anachnu Ma. That's Ma Enosh Kisis Gerenu. V'David HaMelech Shalai Heivin Kol Kach, even not as much as Avram Avinu. Machshiv atzmai v'noichi toilaz v'loyish. Ki kol agodol mechaveroi hu makir pechisusa yoyser v'yoyser. Let's just finish up. Erachti b'chol zois kedei liyaser atzmi. Whoever is bigger and greater in his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes his limitations even more. So David HaMelech compared himself to a talaz. Avraham Avinu compared himself to Ofer ve'Efer, but even Ofer ve'Efer is useful on some level. Ofer and Efer, the ashes and the Ofer. Masha'ekin, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he say? Nothing. Nachnu ma. So that's because he was the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he had the greatest realization of his limit, of his nothingness, of his limitations. Of course, by the way, just parenthetically, a person could go around the whole day saying, I am nothing. And then, you know, I'll give you a mashal in the yeshiva of Kelm, right? It was called Talmud Torah, but it wasn't. When we hear the word Talmud Torah, you think of little kids. This was a major yeshiva, a Musa yeshiva, and they had a mahalach that the choshevste people used to do the most low and menial work. They cleaned the latrines. They shoveled out the dust from the stove, the ashes, things like that. So a bacher comes one day, and he arrives at the yeshiva, and 2 days later, he's cleaning the toilet. So somebody hops him, and he says, what are you doing? He says, I'm cleaning the toilet. He says, what? 2 days in the yeshiva, and you think you're such a big shot that you're cleaning the toilet? The toilets are ready. You have to be here a long time before you have the zuchus of cleaning the toilets. Now, Lamai said, a lot of people that walk around and they claim that mantle, it's a mantle of anivus. There's no anav like me. That could be spitzgeiver, you know. An anav doesn't go around thinking that he's an anav. He just is. That's the point. He says, there's nothing to do. He remains the same anav, the biggest anav in the world. You have to know what you are. You can't not know what you are. If you don't know what you are, you can't accomplish anything. You can't be mechadish anything. What if a person says, what do I have to do with Chidush HaTorah? It's enough if I learn Aleph Beis. And he can spend his entire life learning Aleph Beis. There's no such thing. You have to know what your capacity is, and you have to keep striving to reach some potential that you have within yourself. Mm-hmm. And nobody even knows what his potential is until he strives. But that same person has absolutely no right to claim anything on that account. He can't lord it over anybody. That's what he said about the goyim, that he was noyach l'cholod. So he continues and he finishes here and he says, "Verachti b'chol zeh k'dei liyaser atzmi v'anoshim kigili ulai nakeboy v'lo yasisenu hayetzer." He says, "I'm trying myself." He says, "I'm talking to myself." Reb Chaim Brisker
was very wont not to give other people Musa. He didn't feel he was worthy of it. So he used to get up and darshan in Brisk. So the first thing he said was, Rabbi say, Chaim red zu Chaim. Chaim is talking to Chaim. But if Chaim wird reden zu Chaim, wird noch meinen, als er sei Meshuggener. So Memela have an audience. Today, there's now, the cell phone is Metaya Meshuggoyim. It used to be people used to walk in the street and talk to themselves. Oh yeah, Meshuggener. Now people actually because Zeis kidei liyaser atzmi vaanoshim kigili ulai na keboy v'lo yisisenu ayetzer ulevai shenizge shaloi lizgois kafilu kishenay mizgoi adayin rochiku mimidas anova. He says that anova is not just not being a balgaiva; it's a mida as a positive mida. Ki anova he shafilu mecharfin oisai ena oisai by shum ispilus. Even when somebody maligns him and curses him and says terrible things about him, it doesn't even cause a reaction. So he says, if a person says, I am something, that's not gaiva. If he says, I'm better than you, that's gaiva. And the more a person is a chacham, tzorich lashgiach al atzmi b'yoyser, v'yoyser l'daktik b'chol dova v'dovar, ki nichnas b'sakonas chilul Hashem chas v'sholem, she'enoi miskaper ad moysai. V'im krein kol yomov al kolponim, enoi ohuv al yedei hamokam baruchu. He says, never mind Eina Miskaperloi, but that means that he's not beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu his entire life. So he says, it's an amazing thing. This is a hakdama to the halacha sefer chayyod. Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, we will continue with the next piece I want to do from the Ksava Kabbalah, and then we'll go back to the Gra and Pardes probably the following week.